This is TWIT.
Hack me, Mr. Roboto. The Japanese Minister for Internal Affairs and Communications approved an amendment to a technology law in order to make it legal for that government to hack its citizens. Rather than heralding the rise of Big Brother, this move is actually intended to improve security. Staff at the National Institute of Information and Communications Technology, NICT, will use default passwords and password dictionaries to try and hack randomly selected IoT devices and then compile a list of vulnerable devices. They will then report the findings to ISPs, who will be expected to alert consumers and make the devices secure. The five-year survey will start with routers and webcams, but could end up covering more than 200 million IoT devices. With the Tokyo 2020 Summer Olympics and Paralympics around the corner, the Japanese government is concerned about the possibility of a major hack. Major international sporting events have caused cybersecurity alerts in the past, and many IoT products have notoriously lacked security, with 54% of cyber attacks detected in Japan last year involving IoT devices. For example, in just the past few weeks, hacked Nest security cameras have urged owners to subscribe to PewDiePie's YouTube channel and informed others that North Korean intercontinental ballistic missiles were en route to Ohio, Chicago, and Los Angeles. However, there are obvious security concerns, since any successful breach means that the Japanese government could get access to stored data, including webcam images. For those worried, here's an idea. Change your default passwords.